Muzak. Today, the term Muzak usually refers to background music designed to relax people in elevators or encourage customers to spend more time and money in stores. When Muzak was first created in the 1930s, however, it had a different purpose. The company that created Muzak claimed it could be used to boost workers' morale and productivity. However, one company executive admitted it was not always possible to achieve both. After witnessing factory workers clapping and singing along to Muzak, he commented that, "Once people start listening, they stop working." The company later invented what it called stimulus progression music to tackle this issue. This consisted of instrumental music that gradually increased in volume and tempo over 15 minutes, followed by 15 minutes of silence, and then a new musical sequence. The company claimed that this would make employees work harder. Later research backed up these claims, showing that productivity increased by 9%. However, stimulus progression music began to lose popularity in the 1950s, but not because of doubts about its effectiveness. Rather, there was a growing sense among the public that it was a form of brainwashing. These days, stimulus progression music is rarely, if ever, used.
Questions. Number 11. What did one company executive believe? Number 12. Why did stimulus progression music become less popular?